1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I've come to comfort you today. Jesus is coming back. I've come to comfort you today. Our Lord is going to return. I've come to comfort you today. There's coming a day. I don't know exactly the day. I don't know exactly the hour, but Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For a few minutes today, I want to talk to you about being rapture ready. Rapture ready. Turn to somebody and say, you better be rapture ready. Amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Several weeks ago, viral videos on TikTok and other social media platforms began discussing the idea that the rapture was going to take place in some time of September of this year. Now, in case you didn't realize it, we did not preach that you needed to go give up your job, give away your belongings and your pets, and go stand out in the woods and scream up to the heavens for Jesus to not forget you. Although that's what many people actually did. I don't know if you saw all that. Apparently there was some kind of preacher in South Africa who said that Jesus appeared to him and told him that he was coming back on September 23rd or 24th. And with the availability of social media around the world, videos about this went viral, so much that on TikTok it is now named Rapture Talk. Rapture Talk. By the way, I want to tell you that guy's a false prophet. I don't know who he saw, but it wasn't Jesus. Something might have appeared to him, but it wasn't the Lord. Now, I've heard that he's now changed it to now it's coming in sometime in October. Now, I don't recommend that we change our daily way of life, but I think that we should always live ready. We should always be ready for the Lord's return. This is not the first time this has happened. In fact, in 1844, a Baptist preacher predicted the rapture would happen on October 22nd of that year, based on his calculations from the book of Daniel. And tens of thousands of people sold their possessions to prepare, but when nothing happened, the event became known as the Great Disappointment. Some of you may remember the book, 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Be in 1988. Then there was Y2K, and then the blood moons of 2014 and 15, and all of these led some astray, but even with so many false predictions, I don't want us to forget today that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. The Bible says that no man knows the day nor the hour. Not even the angels know. Only God. If people would just read their Bible, they would know better than to believe someone who's predicting a certain date. But I'm preaching to us here today that we cannot let this make us cynical and skeptical about the coming of the Lord, because he is coming soon. He is coming soon. Are you rapture ready? Are you rapture ready? Many have made false predictions over the years, but God's word is still true. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Trust me today, we cannot miss this. We cannot be caught by surprise. Whatever it takes, we must be ready. Hallelujah. Growing up in an apostolic church, I don't know if you've ever really lived until you come home from school and nobody's there. And mama's always there. And this is back before cell phones. And you go pick up that phone, you know, on the kitchen wall and with that long cord, and you call grandma, and nobody answers. And you go down the list of everybody at church, and nobody's home. I don't know if you've lived, really, until you've experienced that moment, and you're in the kitchen floor sobbing, Jesus! I was a pastor in Texas. We went for a few days vacation to San Antonio, and we went to a Mexican restaurant there, and I believe Daniel was just a baby. He was in a car carrier, and so I went up to put our name in, and my wife and the girls and the baby were sitting on a bench back, and it was a crowded room. There's a lot of people there, and I'm waiting, and then when I turn around, they're gone. Her purse is there, the car carrier is there, but no baby. Now, I'm thinking, maybe she went to the restroom, but why would she leave her purse in a crowded room? Everybody's in here, and I want to tell you, for a moment, I was like, Lord, help me, Jesus. Thankfully, they were in the restroom. Whatever it takes, we got to be ready. Whatever it takes, we got to be ready. Recently, I heard the story of a local news personality who he told about being selected to interview a previous president of the United States. He said it was the strangest afternoon of his whole career. He was enjoying a nice lunch at home with his wife when the phone rang. And his boss said, there is a very important interview that has just come up, and I want you to do it. He said that his boss gave him 15 minutes to get there, and reluctantly, he told his boss he could not get there in that amount of time. And then he asked, well, who is the interview with anyway? His boss answered, the President of the United States. He paused just for a second, and then he said, I'll be right there. The president had been passing through and offered to do a last-minute interview with someone from that local city. And here this newscaster had been at home eating just a few minutes before, unaware that anything special was going on for that day. And then there he was, just a few feet away from the President of the United States. He wrote how it was an absolutely dreadful interview, because he just wasn't ready for it. He said he couldn't think. His words wouldn't come out properly. The questions were not meaningful or important. He said, I just couldn't get ready in 15 minutes to meet the President of the United States. He said, I don't really think too many could. How much prep time will we have when the rapture happens? Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. How much time will we have? We won't even have 15 minutes to prepare when Jesus returns. We'll have less than a second. in the twinkling of an eye. That's the amount of time that God has allotted for this great event. The catching away of his bride. The catching away of his church. There won't be time to prepare. There'll be no time to make prayers. There'll be no time to set things in order. There'll be no time for us to get right with God. Either we will be ready in that instant or we will be left behind. No wonder God pleads with us. This is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Come on, there ought to be a great sense of urgency. The day of salvation won't last forever. This is no time to relax and just take it easy with the future of our eternal soul, but it's time to make sure we are rapture ready. Oh, the Bible is clear that one day God will decide to bring his bride home. Jesus Christ will break through the clouds with a shout of victory. The trumpet of God will sound, and for everyone born again on this earth, gravity will go into temporary suspension. Every saved man and woman who have passed away, they will be taken up first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It'll be a great catching away. It'll be a great disappearance. All of a sudden, people that were here, they're going to be gone because they prepared their heart. They've made ready to meet the Lord. I believe the world will be stunned by it. Millions of people will be suddenly gone. Oh, don't think that leaders and governments are not already preparing for it. How are they going to explain what happened? With all of the talk of UFOs and extraterrestrials, they may try to blame it on a mass alien abduction. I don't know. But every race will be affected. Every nation, all ages, all educational backgrounds, rich and poor. But there will be one common denominator among all those who go in the rapture. Somewhere along the way, they had another birth, a new birth. Somewhere along the way, they were born again of the water and of the Spirit. Somewhere along the way, they repented of their sins. They said, God, I'm sorry for the way I've been living. I'm turning away from all of that junk because I want to do what's right and I want to be rapture ready. Oh, I tell you, somewhere along the way, they made a choice to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody who goes in the rapture will have made the decision to let their life die out to Jesus Christ so we can live in eternity with him. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. I'm not here to give you a false prediction as to when it's going to take place, but I am preaching that it will happen. It will take place, and now is the time to make sure we're ready to go. Oh, I can remember as a five-year-old or six-year-old kid, and my Uncle Darrell McCoy, who's now my pastor, who he came to preach as an evangelist at our church in Tyler, Texas, and I didn't really understand everything that was going on, but I knew this. He was telling me Jesus is coming back, and they were looking at the signs of the times. That's back in the 80s, folks. That's back in the 80s, and there were things happening in the world and things happening in government and things happening in the economy, and it was all pointing to the return of Jesus Christ. How much more so today? Can you not see the signs of the times? Can you not read the news and see the accounts of what's happening in the world? It's time to be ready. It's time to repent. It's time to be baptized. It's time to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How do we know that Jesus is coming back for his church and that he's coming soon, just like the Bible talks about? First of all, Jesus said he would return. Jesus said he would come back. For the Lord to have the record that he has, for him to have touched and transformed so many lives on the earth, to receive all the recognition and to share all that wisdom, he would have to be a man of truth, a man of his word. What he says is true. He said in John 14:1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," he said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." People can get troubled about this. People can just this sermon title here today, it may bring fear to someone's life, but it shouldn't. Let not your heart be troubled. When we understand that the things about life beyond this life here on earth, when we hear Jesus saying that he's prepared and he's made room for us in heaven, when we understand what it takes to get there, he's coming again. He told us so. That should not bring fear to us today, but it should cause us to do whatever it takes to be ready. Are you ready? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost? Do not put it off. Do not put it off. Don't wait for a more convenient time. This is the day. This is the time to be ready. If I'm preaching to somebody here today and you know in your heart that there's some area of your life that is not surrendered to the Lord, if you know today that there's something God has called you to do and you haven't done it yet, if you know today that there's sin in your heart somewhere, you don't need to wait. You don't need to put it off. You need to say, "No, today I've got to be rapture ready. I've got to make things right with God. I've got to make sure I'm ready to go because Jesus is coming soon." Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." No man knows the day or the hour, but we can know the signs of the times. As the days of Noah were, they were continuing on day after day, giving no thought to the things of God. The world was wicked. Evil prevailed. They had no thought for am I living the way God wants me to live? They just lived however they chose. Jesus said there's going to be a great disappearance. Two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two are going to be grinding at the meal, one taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord comes. If Jesus said it, we can count on it. We can stake everything we have on this fact. He's coming again. And based on what we see around the world today, he's coming soon. Come on, he's coming soon. This is not something to ignore today. This is not something to just kind of brush off. This demands our full attention. We must be ready, because his coming will be without warning. It will be in an hour that we think not. That's where most of our world is today. They're not thinking about the coming of the Lord. They've heard it all before. He didn't come in 1988. It didn't happen in 2000. The blood moons have come and gone. All these predictions this last month didn't come true. And that's the devil's plan. Get them to think not. Get them to think not. But in the hour that we think not, that's when the Son of Man cometh. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to stop gambling with your eternal destiny. This is not something to play around with. Don't leave here today without making sure you're ready. Don't leave here today without making things right with God. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. When Jesus left the first time, they watched him go. And they didn't understand what all was going on. The disciples' world had been turned upside down, but two angels repeated the Lord's promise. He's coming again. Acts 1:9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." How do we know he's coming back? Because Jesus said he is. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's coming again. Get ready. Get ready. Secondly, we know that Jesus is coming back because prophecy declares it. Can we believe the prophecies of the Bible? We're about to celebrate the birth once again of Jesus Christ during the Christmas season. And the Old Testament has so many prophecies, so many scriptures that prophesy about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. There's so much detailed prophecies. For all of them to come true, there's no coincidence. In fact, I heard there were some statistical experts that figured out the odds that all the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus' birth, for them, the odds for them to come true were 1 in 87 followed by 97 zeros. 1 in 87 with 97 zeros. That's the odds of that happening with all those prophecies. But here's something even more amazing. For every prophecy about the birth of Christ, there are two that says he's coming again. There's two that says he's coming again. The word of God is clear. Jesus is coming back. Over 1,800 times the Bible says he's coming. It teaches about his return. 318 times in the New Testament. His return is the main theme in 17 books of the Old Testament and one whole book of the New Testament. We better not ignore that much scripture. We're not talking about two or three isolated verses taken out of context. This is literally 1/4 of the entire Bible. Nothing else besides salvation is covered as much as the return of Jesus Christ. What more do we need to convince us? Jesus is coming again. All of the prophecies of the Word of God say it so. Oh, the question for us here today is, are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? When Jesus came, there were those who, they should have been ready. They should have seen it coming, but they missed it entirely. All of those prophecies, and they totally missed it. How many are going to miss it when he comes again? There's nothing more important than being rapture ready. There's nothing. Not how well you do in school. Not how much money we make. Not how good of a job or how nice of a car. Not how many friends we make and how popular we are. Not our feelings. Oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but somebody's got to tell them, get ready. There's nothing. Nothing is more important than us being ready. Don't ignore, don't dare ignore all the weight of those prophecies pointing to his coming back. Don't ignore the signs of the times all around us that match up with what the Bible says is going to happen. We've got to be prepared. We've got to get ready. Come on, somebody, today. Let this move you. Let this shake you today. I've got to be rapture ready. And then third, today, we know that Jesus is coming again because his return is the only hope that our world has. Never before have we faced so many crises. Never before has there been so much darkness, so much depression. Never before have there been so many hurting and helpless. How can things continue on? Jesus, come quickly. The world today is watching the Middle East. Will there be peace in Israel? Will there be peace in Gaza? What will happen in that region? 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 1 tells us, "But at the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief." Yes, everybody's talking about peace in the Middle East, but there will be no lasting peace in the Middle East until Jesus steps in. He is the only hope. This shouldn't scare us today. It should just reassure us. Hey, God's in control. God's in control. He told us long before it ever happened, he told us exactly how it was going to come about. We need to trust the Lord. We need to trust his word, and we need to get ready. We need to be prepared, and we need to not only be ready ourselves, but we've got others. We've got other people that we know, people that we love. We've got to tell them that now's the time of salvation. Today is the time to get ready. This is the hour to be rapture ready. Everywhere we look, there's trouble. Unrest in our cities, violence, anarchy, lawlessness, iniquity. We've got governors and mayors belly aching about the president sending the National Guard to our cities. Why are they doing that? Because they've been running to the ground. Nobody wants to go to St. Louis anymore. You know? Nobody wants to go live in these cities that there's so much violence and anarchy and lawlessness. Isaiah 5 and 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We are literally seeing that all around our world today. And somehow we've ended up in a place where evil is called good and good is called evil. And those who stand for right, for what's right, they're persecuted. And those who stand for truth are condemned. What's the answer? Jesus, come quickly. Jesus, come quickly. It's our only hope. It's our only hope. Oh, I tell you today, the return of Jesus Christ is our solid hope. Things are bad out there, but let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said he'd come again. Revelation 22 and 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies at these things saith, surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on. If there's a hesitation in you today about saying those words, come, Lord Jesus, then you need to do whatever it takes to be rapture ready. You need to do whatever it takes to make sure your heart is ready. If you've not been born again of the water of the Spirit and repented of your sins and been baptized and filled with the Spirit, oh, that should be your number one priority. I've got to be ready. I've got to be rapture ready. I've got to be ready. I want to tell you, the enemy does not give up. He's constantly looking for some way in our heart. We've got to keep our hearts pure. If he can plant some seed of bitterness, don't you know that Satan realizes Jesus is coming back? That his time is short? He knows the season. He knows the signs of the time. And he's working to take everybody he can to hell with him. But we've got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We've got to be aware of the signs of this time we're living in and do whatever it takes to be ready. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me and just reach your hands to Jesus and say, Lord, I've got to be rapture ready. I've got to be ready for your return, Lord. Whatever it takes, God, don't let me be lost. Whatever you've got to do, Lord, don't let me be lost. I've got to be saved. I've got to be ready to make it, Lord. I've got to be ready to go in the rapture, Lord. Don't let me be lost today, but God, help me to be ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, come on. I feel like God's reaching for us here today. God's reaching for us here today. Don't put it off. Come on, don't put it off. Don't wait for a more convenient time. But this is the day. This is the hour. This is the time we need to make ourselves ready. Lord God, there's some things I've got to repent of today. There's some things I've got to make right today, Lord. I don't want to wait until next week. I don't want to wait until next month. But right now, right here today, Lord, I've got to make sure I'm rapture ready. Come on, would you search your heart right now? Would you let the Holy Ghost speak to you right now? Lord, is there anything in me? Is there anything in me, Lord, that's not ready for your return? I've got to be ready, Jesus. Lord, forgive me of every sin. I turn away from every sinful way.